And one of the charities that cares a lot about it, you know, we have now the Children's Foundation, the Children's Center, Variety, the Children's Charity of Detroit, but the original recipients of the money we would make from this event was Detroit PAL. And they're lucky enough to have Robert Jamerson as their chief executive officer for Detroit PAL. And you have, Robert, done an unbelievable job. You have fired up PAL in ways it's never been fired up before.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to do it without the funding sources and the people that are listening now and the people that have contributed to your golf outing, Paul W. Smith golf outing, have truly allowed for us to go and do the things that we need to do and that we want to do to impact the community.
But you know what else? You have also gone out and gotten some grants, some funding, and come up with a lot of other ways. You know, when you started to have to share, it's not always easy when you're the entire recipient of the entire amount of money that we grow. But that there were a variety of issues in the past before you got there that kind of had us expanding for a variety of reasons. But you have not lost a beat.
Yeah, what's exciting is that a lot of people think when you begin to open up and you share or you collaborate that you lose out, but really you open up new doors. The partners that we're with now with the Paul W. Smith Golf Outing have already started to figure out ways to come together and do some things together, so that's exciting. But more importantly, you can't put your eggs in one basket.
No,
you have to.
That's true.
COVID has taught us that you have to go out and you have to find new ways, new opportunities, because what we do is just so important. We save lives, truly.
How are things going at the corner?
Great. I'll just tell you, we just took 20 young ladies, because we have a program called Girls Changing the Game, which focused on building leadership skills with the young ladies, up to Midland, Michigan. And we partnered with a STEAM program through a Dow Chemical. And those young ladies did all these things for the first time. So I don't know if you've done this. Have you kayaked before?
I think I have kayaked. Wouldn't that be crazy to not remember for sure? But I don't know if I've ever gotten in a kayak per se.
So think about this. These young ladies were on a college campus for the first time. They went to Dow Gardens. They put on a wetsuit and went and dug out things for their science project.
Wow.
And then this one young lady stood out because she got back on the bus when we were right at the kayak area about to load, and she said, "I can't do it." And I said, "Well, walk out with me. Let's just walk out and get close to the boat." So she got close to the boat, and I said, "Well, how about we sit in it for a minute, right?" So she sat in the boat. She said, "I'm just not sure." I said, "Well, we may have to then walk back." she said, "Well, I don't want to walk back and hold everything up." So she got in. We're rowing together. She actually got caught on the side, but eventually she said, "Mr. Jamerson, is it all right if I leave you to catch up with everyone else?" And to see that growth, so doing it for the first time, we always are scared sometimes.
Overcoming the fear.
And she then became the person that I was saying, "You left me," right? But that's what we do. We try to help our youth find their greatness. And one of those young ladies, after those experiences for the first time, will find their greatness, right? And they left. Some of them left the surrounding confines of Detroit and went off into Midland, Michigan, 2.5 hours away. But that's the farthest they've ever been sometimes. So just amazing time.
My friends, I hope you're hearing what I heard the first time I heard Robert Jamerson talk about what he does now with these kids. He has a fire, a passion, and enthusiasm that makes Detroit PAL so successful now under his leadership. And I'm glad we all just experienced that just from you telling that story. And here's part of the story. At the very beginning, I knew you were a pretty bright guy to want to get together with Jim Fitterling from Dow, who's a very bright guy also.
Absolutely.
And does an awful lot to help a lot of people. And I'm thrilled to hear that Detroit PAL has been involved with something that he's got going up there in Midland.
Yeah. We're talking about doing some things, collaborations with our drones program. I didn't know that Dow Chemical has the largest drone fleet in the world.
I didn't know that either.
So just through discussions up there this past week, they're sharing that. And I was like, bingo, we got drones program. How about we get them up here? Right. And so now we're going to take another trip back up there. And one thing, I went to Northwood University. I currently sit on their board. And so we're just doing some wonderful things. And it doesn't have to just be in the Detroit or Metro Detroit area. We can take our kids and explore other experiences that change their minds.
You're spreading your wings as you spread their wings.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Keep up the good work, Robert. We're proud to help you in any way that we can through this golf outing and through every other day during the year on WJR.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for what you guys do.
Robert Jamerson, Chief Executive Officer, Detroit Palin.